Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show. Eva is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She is the tax mama. She is the queen of enrolled agents. She knows she's forgotten more about how to help you make sure that you stay squared away with the IRS than most of us will ever know. She's our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning. What a wonderful opportunity to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Eva, one of the things that you do in your business, in your practice, in your work, is you run into situations where there are conflicts of interest between people who are associated with each other in the business, right?
I do, and you know, sometimes there are technical conflicts of interest that the IRS wants us to watch out for and to alert our clients about. Mm-hmm. But very often there are things that you guys should all be paying attention to in your own lives and be aware of how this might affect you.
Well, give us some examples. And so let's start out with some of the fall off a log easy kind that you can get yourself into trouble with. Like, would it be like husband and wife working in the company together?
Yeah, this is really not even when they're working in the company together. Usually when one of them has a job and, you know, they're doing everything right with the withholding, but the other one has a business. And a lot of small business people are very sloppy with their bookkeeping,
mm-hmm.
and they're not taking care of making estimated tax payments.
And it's a whole lot easier to get big upside down with a business than it is to get big upside down with it as an employee.
It is. And what happens is, you know, usually that's the guy that goes into the tax professional with all the tax stuff for the year, and you never see the working wife. You know, you sit down with this guy, and it turns out he owes $20,000 in taxes. His wife has some refund, you know, generated
mm-hmm.
from her withholding.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to file a joint return. If
right.
nobody talks to the wife, she doesn't know what her exposure is.
That's right. And all of a sudden, she's telling him, okay, I've got this refund coming. And because I've been having them withhold extra on me, and I've got this refund coming, and we'll take a vacation, or I'm gonna buy a new sofa for the house, or whatever. And all of a sudden, the money is gone.
Well, it gets worse than that because she doesn't know about this. She just blindly signs the tax return. You know, he brings it to her to sign,
right.
and he doesn't make a point of having her read it.
Mm-hmm.
She is suddenly 100% responsible for the $20,000 that he
mm-hmm.
owes. And even if they get divorced, she's 100% responsible.
Jointly and severally
liable. And these are some of the horror stories I've heard where people have split up, they've gotten divorced, and you know, there was this one guy who had an auto dealership. He was on television all the time. You know, don't tell me IRS couldn't find him.
Mm-hmm.
He moved his assets to his girlfriend's name, his dealership and everything, which
right.
she really should have walked off with. But they kept trying to collect, and in this case it was over $100,000, they kept trying to collect his debt from her wages,
wow.
attaching her wages, saying, well, we can't get it from him. He has no visible assets. Even though he's on TV all the time.
Huh. So did they prevail?
I don't know, but I did file...
Because she's not... I mean, they'd have to prove common law there, wouldn't they?
And no, they signed... When she signs a joint return...
Oh, I see what you...
When she signs a joint return...
Even though she's
return,
not married, they signed a joint return. That put her liable.
Well, they were married. They were married, right?
Oh, they did get married. Okay.
They were married.
Yeah.
They got a divorce, but she had signed that tax return... for several years.
Wow.
And didn't know he owed all this money, mm-hmm. and probably he had stuff off the books.
Oh, so you're saying after the divorce, he moved the assets over to his new girlfriend then?
After the divorce,
yeah.
He got divorced, he moved
his
assets.
Yeah, that's called insult to injury, right?
yeah. And so, you know, I filed a complaint with the taxpayer advocate about the process IRS
right.
goes through to collect the money.
Right.
That they ignore the harder collection and attack the person who's easy to find, who's mm-hmm. making maybe minimum wage or whatever.
Right.
I've seen people lose jobs.
Wow.
So it's really important when you are married to somebody with a business, you go to the tax appointment together.
Have a talk with them.
Find out what's going on.
Find out what's going on and talk about you've got a vested interest because you could be on the hook jointly and severally. Look that up, folks. Jointly and severally liable. It's a legal term, but it applies to your taxes. Right back with Eva Rosenberg, 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.